Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley. Awkward.
Oh,
I'm here. Are you here?
I'm here.
How are you today?
Oh, good. How are you today?
Let's get cozy.
Cozy weather.
I'm fine. I'm just like have my irons in too many fires right now.
I feel
all my
that.
Irons are in a different fire.
And they're all
I have
hot.
So many loose ends I just need to like wrap up right now.
Right.
And I'm so stressed. How about you?
Well,
and I feel like this is busy season of life when you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you should have
this,
another.
Shut up, you're a skunk. You're a skunk.
You're a mean one. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it is
that.
So busy.
It's like from like the end of September through.
It's honestly the school year.
New year.
Like fuck the school year.
And then I feel like January's slow. Through spring, things slow way down. Except here, I feel like.
Does it?
There's something every weekend,
every
week.
Goddamn day.
Yeah.
Mother hell. So, yeah.
Life is just busy right now.
It is.
One day it won't be.
And I'll be so happy. Everyone's like, you'll miss that. I'm like, I will not miss 22 hours a day in the car. I promise you that I will not miss that.
I will maybe miss the littleness.
There are things that I will miss, but I will not miss the 25 hours a day that I spend in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Yeah. I already am, like, worn down. Just and drop off and pick up for me is on the same road that I live on. But then Edie is Monday at Ballet and Hip Hop for, like, an hour and a half. And then that's almost to Destin. And then Huck is in Jiu-Jitsu. And that's Santa Rosa Beach
right.
Way, but sometimes that traffic's weird, and that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's a lot.
From 4:15 to 5, he got promoted last night and got a stripe on his belt, and he's so cute and so happy.
That's exciting. I'll have to write
and
that.
And seeing that look on his face, I was there watching, which I don't normally do. Jake normally does drop off and pick up, like, at the place, or he waits for him. But I happened to go yesterday, so I got to see him get it, and he was so proud. He...
No.
Was so cute because his friend got promoted before him out of, like, the 8 kids. Only 2 got a stripe last night. And anyways, Huck's friend got it first. Huck did not know he was getting one. He was clapping so hard for his friend and telling him, I'm so happy for you. And then he got promoted. It was so sweet. His teacher was like, Huckleberry, I appreciate the way you were pepping your friend up, and that's what everyone needs to be doing. It was just a sweet little moment.
That's precious.
He is so precious.
He is precious.
He's a little angel. Anyway, yeah, that was what I was just chewing around when you got here. It's like the idea of having, I'm not like, I was thinking about it this morning, but like the topic was on my mind.
And you were thinking about it this morning.
I've been tortured by this. Like, how to truly decide you want to not have any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, I'm going to be honest, it's a crap show with 3. Shit show, I mean. I mean, they're wonderful, and my life is literally as close to, like, whatever idea of, like, perfect I could have come up with when I was, like, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got it. I got all the stuff. Like, I'm good, right? Why do I feel like this weird...
It's biological.
Biological to be like, I should probably keep producing if I can.
Yeah, your
like,
body...
That's how I
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nature. That's the nature part of your body.
It's like, so it's, weird.
Your body ovulates. You're probably ovulating. I'm ovulating. We're matched up.
If
no,
we're
you just finished. But anyway...
No, I'm ovulating right now, probably. I don't know, maybe... I don't know about anything anymore because I have an IUD and everything's weird.
That's true. So I'm ovulating right now and it like makes you want to have a baby. Like I physically cannot have a baby. I have no fallopian tubes, but like
yeah.
My ovaries don't know that. They're like still shooting the shot. Like we're going to get
like,
this baby.
We're going to try this month again.
This is going to be the month, even though my eggs are like crusty and dusty by now.
Nah, you ain't crusty or dusty.
They're a little crusty
yet.
And dusty.
I just am like, I don't care to have the 4th baby. Like, I don't care to have like another Oaks right now. I just, the first year being pregnant and then the first year, like you don't have to, anyone can sugarcoat it any way they want to, but like for all intents and purposes, it fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you totally have lost.
The whole entire process is magical, but it sucks.
But, like, for the most part, you don't even know who you are. You look like hell.
You feel like hell.
The ugliest you've ever been in your life. Yes. You're exhausted. Everything is so uncertain.
Parts of your body is painful.
Yeah, it's
just...
And then, like, the sleep thing is weird. Ugh. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot. It's a major sacrifice, but that's the point, right? Right? That's the point of it. But at the same time, it's like...
But also, the reason I think don't go for baby number four is because you'll have to teach baby number four how to fucking drive. And that sucks. And that's the hill I'm going to die on. When you are deciding to have another baby, also take into consideration the fact that you're going to teach that little baby how to drive. And it sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't nobody prepared me for that. So I'm just trying to keep it real.
Okay. I feel like Huck will be a good driver. He just seems, like, inclined in those ways, you know?
I don't know.
Jake's too stressful. Great driver. I feel done. Like, in a snap, if you were like, do you want to have another baby? I'd be like, no. Right? But then when I think about it any deeper, I'm like, man, it seems sad to just be totally done.
I felt really robbed when I had to get my – I didn't have to get my fallopian tubes out, but, like – if I would have had another baby knowing potentially I had four kids not knowing that I could have potentially passed on this weird mutation to all of them. Yeah. I have guilt for that. Like,
well, you should.
I know, but yeah, it's like mom life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or mom guilt, whatever. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Would I have done things different had I known? Yes, I probably would have done things different. Like, there are things you can do. So, like, you can do IVF and then select a whatever embryo that doesn't have – there are things you can do, but, like, I could not – knowingly decide to just have another baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? With no intervention. Like, I don't know. It just seemed too...
like, risky.
Yeah. Plus, like, five Not fucking fair. Kids.
Yeah. Five is a lot.
Four is a lot.
I feel like the difference between three and four is probably minimal. The difference between four and five is, like, now I have to get a different car. Like, I gotta have a van. Like, a passenger van. If you have five kids or seven people in your family, you're maxed out in a minivan.
You're maxed out. And it has to be a Honda Odyssey or a Toyota Sienna that has the
Done the research, baby.
For real, because there's only two that hold eight. Maybe the Kia Carnival does now. I don't know. I don't know about that. It might. Carnival? It's new. It looks dope. I kind of want it, even though I don't need a minivan anymore. There are just lots of perks about a minivan.
I feel like once you do van life, you don't like to go without it. Because you're just used to the space.
Those sliding doors.
Remember all the LuLaRoe shit we used to fit in your van?
Remember all the IKEA bullshit we can fit into my minivan with no seats?
Anyway, wrapping up the kids thing, I just feel like maybe I'm one of those people who will never be, like, fully on the no team until my body decides I can't. You know what I mean? I'll be like a 45-year-old woman and be like, I mean, if we had a kid
God
now.
Said yeah.
Like a crazy person. But Oaks makes it easy to want another kid because he's so chill and sweet
and
funny.
Is his chin okay?
His chin's fine.
Okay,
he squawked a little and then it was fine.
Okay,
he's a squawker. He took a slow motion.
It was so slow.
Well, what he was doing is holding a little like ride-on thing and walking with it, and he didn't know. And when he realized, he was like, "No, no, no! He does not want to walk."
He refuses
to walk. It's sweet though.
He's cute, but he busted his little chinny chin.
He busted a little chinny chin chin.
Little baby.
And yeah, Jake was like, if you got pregnant around Halloween or before Thanksgiving, then it would be another summer baby with like the same exact age gap as Huck and Edie. They would have the same difference exactly. And I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. That's like a lot of pressure. Because that's really soon. But we're not doing that.
That's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're moving on. Oh, I don't want to spend another Christmas pregnant. I don't want to spend another New Year's pregnant. I don't want to spend another summer.
Okay, then I think the answer
pregnant.
Is no.
Waiting.
The answer is...
But mine are... Yeah, I'll take the baby, but I can't do the rest.
Okay, Chloe yet.
I don't want a Chloe. What's that?
Chloe Kardashian, how she had surrogates.
I thought she had... The first one herself.
I don't know. I don't, but I know she
I don't know anything about
the next one.
Because she didn't want to ruin her body.
I don't know. Obviously. That's the same reason why I'm not having any more children, because obviously, no, I'm just joking, because it's
so same. I don't want to ruin my body.
It's so bad. Mine is so bad.
What? No, it isn't. Your body?
To ruin it.
Oh, it would be awful to ruin it.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. So you would not have another kid if you had
all the... I feel like I'm way too fucking old now.
Parts.
And it weirds me the fuck out when I see my friends, that like people that graduated high school and they have babies. Because I feel like
that my baby so is
10.
Yeah.
She's 10 years old.
A whole decade.
I'm so far removed from the baby scene. Like...
Yeah.
So, like, when a lot of people from my class, like, on Facebook and stuff, they have babies. And I'm like, whoa.
Even but you're not that old.
I feel old. And I feel like
you do not feel old.
I feel like having a baby at 40, 39, 40 would be so much different than having a baby at 28, 29, which is when my last one was born.
No, your body feels like death. Mine that's between Huff and Oaks.
Yeah.
While I was pregnant, I was like, I am basically a pregnant grandmother.
That's how I was. That, and that's I was what I
33.
Mean. Yeah. So at almost 39, or I'll be almost 40.
Yeah.
Because I'll be 39 in 2 weeks. Yeah. No, it's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me. And Owen said, didn't you once say, literally last night, we were leaving North Beach. He goes, didn't you once say, when I go to high school, you're going to adopt a baby? I was like, maybe I said that, but that's definitely not happening.
That dream is dead. My child.
It's a no.
Like, I'm going to get extra money because get the fuck out.
Yeah, bye.
You're so expensive.
You're so cute, but you're fancy.
Yeah. I sometimes think about what it will be like to officially. I also do dream about what it will be like to officially not have to buy formula or diapers, because I lived in that. I only lived in that for like 6 or 8 months, you know, before I had to start it again.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I got a taste of it, and then we got pregnant. Literally. That is what happened. Yep. Because my kids did their ba-bas until they were like
17.
3 months. And Huck wore a pull-up to bed until last night. No. He doesn't wear a pull-up, but sometimes I wish he did.
It's fair. His body's just shutting down after.
Anyways, he's so sweet. My body just shut down. He's so cute. The things he says are really funny sometimes. And Edie, too. They've been listening to a lot of Noga, you know?
Oh, yeah. I so was walking out of Walmart today and said, bump a bitch. Like, I said it out loud, and I was like, oh, fuck. I said that out loud.
Flesh pieces of my nails.
That part I That's said in what my head, saying. But I was like, bump a bitch.
That's what they're wanting to say. They're like, what can we say instead of the bad word? And I said B. Is that fair?
I would have
bump
said
a B.
Bitch.
Okay.
Bump I'm not a gonna... witch.
Witch.
It's Halloween, honey. It's Halloween. Anyway, y'all should listen to Noga. It's so good. She's so good.
Yeah, she's literally the best. And Britney listens to her, so obviously. Okay, that's funny.
Britney Spears. I was like, she does? I was thinking Britney, our old cleaning lady friend, Brittany. That was so cute.
Our old
What is her lady? Last name?
Brown.
I can't remember.
Okay, moving along. Oh my gosh, you're funny.
Britney Spears be listening to that, which reminds me of something else that I saw this week.
What? Tell me more. Tara Reid
was singing Britney Spears with Robert Pattinson in a sketchy fucking garage.
And her skin was orange.
It was weird.
It was literally orange, like it's 2006 orange. And I don't think she knows that we're not doing pumpkin spice skin anymore. Like it's
she's like, it's pumpkin spice season, bitches! And
oh
she just
my
takes
gosh.
It off. She probably smells really good.
She probably smells like cotton candy body spray. Tara Reid smells like a stripper. Cotton candy body spray, 100%.
Yeah.
Like 1,000,000%.
But also, what about Robert Pattinson in that video?
Wait, that was Robert Pattinson?
Bitch, that was Robert Pattinson!
What? Does he look awful? Or what's
what?
Going on?
That's what I mean. Is like, it was a problem.
Are we going to get in trouble if we watch this?
Not if we...
Live on air?
I'm pretty sure it's Robert Pattinson. What? I just turned the volume down so Ashley could see it. Oh.
Okay. How did...
What? Is it him? I don't know if it's him.
It looks like Robert Pattinson.
But it almost looks like Robert Pattinson.
The fact that you thought that was Robert Pattinson is quickly becoming my favorite thing ever. It's like bleached bangs Robbie.
It says bleached Robert Pattinson.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's hilarious.
Oh, but anyway, so I really thought it was him.
Bleached Babers Robbie.
But his name is actually J. Edward.
J. Edgar Hoover?
Edward TikTok. J. Edward TikTok. He's best friends with Tara Reid, apparently.
I literally don't think, yeah, I was like, why is Tara Reid? She seems so fucking lame to be with Robert Pattinson. Well, he seems kind of cool.
Well, I don't know about wasn't that. Look at my notes,
Batman?
Literally.
Batman? You were dumb.
I am dumb. I didn't look that closely. I was too traumatized by the singing and the song choice.
What was the song?
Toxic.
No, I never listened.
By Brit.
I only watched.
It was bad. And she like posts like lots of videos of her singing and it's weird.
She has an album out now, bet. Album.
Soon.
Album by Tara Reid. I bet she has an album and we should look at their track list. Oh my gosh. A musical.
But her voice
soiree.
Is like she smoked 7.
Am I right?
No, it's a Hollywood Killed Tara Reid, but it's this album by Moonbaby. I don't know them.
Moonbaby? Why is Tara Reid dead?
Because Hollywood killed her. But her voice sounds like she smoked 72 packs a day since 2000.
Has.
Oh, okay. Well, it checks out. It checks out. Her skin also looks that way.
That's why she was. Chasing, like, she was running from JC, and then she had to stop and take a breath.
She had emphysema. COPD.
And he thought she was being like, touch my bosoms, touch, bosoms, tits. Like, what do you want me to say?
Touch my bosoms.
Grab my titties.
Touch my bosoms.
Okay, you're welcome. Tweak my nips. Is that what you wanted?
Not from JC Chazé.
Anyway, it was the COPD. That's why she
show was.
And then she would almost kiss him because she was fainting and back on live again. Fainting because her lungs were fucking crapping out.
Oh, man.
And then she'd come back online and start running. And by running, I mean shuffling.
Because she was wearing bad shoes for running.
Yeah, they were like Pocahontas boots, I think. Weren't they with fringe all down the back?
Weird.
I swear. You never gave me that psoriasis lotion.
Oh, it's on my Jeep. I'll get it when we get done.
Listen,
I bought psoriasis lotion for you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You know how to get rid of that, right? Jake told you. Dr. Jake Birch told you.
How to get rid of psoriasis?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Stop drinking and clean up your diet.
Oh, he's stupid. He's the one that encourages drinking and not cleaning out my diet.
Yeah, it's true.
It's fine. I love him for it. We gotta stay fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's about staying fun more than anything. You can't just morph all the way into a decrepit grandmother.
Or can you?
You can't.
Catch me next week.
Why next week?
Because I'm gonna morph into a decrepit grandmother.
Maybe I'll be a decrepit grandmother for Halloween. Mm. Like a dead one? I don't know. I'm so stuck.
Oh, you guys could be Little Red Riding Hood and
Granny.
The Big Bad Wolf, or Granny and the Big Bad Wolf.
But Jake is a sexy Red Riding Hood and I'm the Granny, or vice versa?
Mm-hmm. Either way.
He could be Red Riding Hood but with a wolf mask, but with the cape.
Oh.
But how is it going to be funny? His butt's out. Like the ones with the flap.
No, your butt's out. Cause
but it's fur. Because he's a wolf.
Okay.
It's a fur butt.
Yeah.
But it's actually his butt and we've glued fur to it. Because his butt has literally zero hair on it. Like a baby's butt. I don't know whose butt I'm wiping sometimes. They're all the same. Like I wiped Jake's.
Ew.
Now you know.
Ew. That is too far and too much. too much and too far.
That would be the end of us, honestly, I told him. If he ever has to get his butt wiped by someone, we have to hire a person. Because I just don't want to go out like that.
Uh-uh. That's a no for me, dog.
Whew.
Squirtin.
Anyway, so I do think this costume checks out. Oh, that's really
funny. Where did Wolfie go?
We could do a good funny makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, okay. Or I could be a sexy wolf with the thing. How do you be a sexy wolf? We should ask Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I was going to say ask Lindsay Lohan because she's from Mean Girls. She was really scary and not sexy, but they had a lot of scary, sexy, sexy. I'm a sexy mouse.
Yeah. Like a wolf just got like, you have on fangs and like your hair's kind of crazy.
And big lashes.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Jake.
Maybe just like some fur strips on your cheekbones. Is that sexy?
Maybe. Mm. Could be.
I don't want to be sexy, though. I never want to be sexy for Halloween.
I never want to be sexy, period.
I want to be sexy. Mm-hmm. You never want to be sexy? Stop looking at me like that.
Sorry, my sex appeal just oozes out sometimes.
I think they call it drip, right?
Do they?
I
thought that was like ice, like jewelry.
Mm. I don't know anything. What are words? Okay, here's a burning question. Is there slang that you thought was like definitely meant something else for a while? Because I am so bad at slang. People will be like, that's bibbidi-doppity. And I'm like, oh my God, boppity-boo, bitch. Like, salakabula, mitchikabula.
Bibbidi-boppity-boo.
Put it together and all you call. I'm like, yeah, magic. I get it. That's what they were talking about, magic. They're like, no, somebody's dead. And I'm like, ah. Thought we were talking about magic.
Holy shit.
I thought this was kind of like a godmother thing. Well, wrong.
No cap. Wrong, grandpa. No cap is like the stupidest. It's not.
What? No cap means there's no end, right?
No, it means no lie. No lie. Like, Ashley, I got this good Diet Coke over here. No cap.
No cap means like it goes on forever. Like infinity. No cap.
No. No.
Like. They can float us some money, no cap. Like, they got enough. Is yeah. that right?
No lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, you could be like, no. Cap or no cap.
Burkhorn?
Kirk Burkhorn.
Cap hat?
Yep. I don't know. It's not
cap dance?
I hate it. It's, like, one of those things okay, that when so my that kids equals say
no
it,
lie.
Like, no lie, it's true.
I'm annoyed.
It's annoying. So when my kids say it, I literally want to backhand them.
What happened to this? I ain't lying. That's better.
No cap.
I ain't lying.
No cap.
No, I ain't lying.
No cap. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. That's like one that I hate.
Oh my God.
It's
tell
bad,
me more.
Bad. It's stupid. Cap.
Cap. One that I say too much that I wish I didn't because it's like, now I really feel like an old millennial. Like, give me a cane.
I'll let you borrow.
Low key, I say it too much.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Not that often. It's just annoying, and it sounds dumb. We are humans. Like, just say the right words.
What are the right words?
Better than that, I don't know.
No cap.
I can't think of any that I just like don't know what any of them mean. Tell me some and I'll tell you what they mean.
I don't know. Fuck, I gotta think about
it. You got littler kids.
I don't talk to them. Or bigger I'm just kids. Kidding. I don't talk
yes,
to them.
Yes, you do. You're involved.
I don't know. There's like video game slang, but I literally my boys will talk about it and I tune it out. Like they'll be talking about Fortnite or Overwatch or some bullshit video games that I don't fuck with. I don't do that.
Yeah,
the only really video game that I ever, like, got down with was Need for Speed Underground when I got to drive fast cars. But.
I need to see your Need for Speed Underground fanfic right now.
There's no fanfic because it was true. True life, honey.
Need for Speed. Where was this car, Christine?
No, it's just a video game.
What?
It was a video game.
How did you drive?
On the video game.
With your foot? Mm-hmm. I've never played a video game.
Oh, no. Pushed a button. That was the only one I've ever liked.
Need for Speed. If you had to have Need for Speed fanfic, what would it say? Are you door dashing?
I was just making sure my baby friend was sweet. I should DoorDash, though. What should we get? You literally have created a DoorDash monster when I'm here.
Oh, I know about you.
It's, like, exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't have that technology where I live.
I still can't believe you don't have anything on 38 that will bring you food. Have you tried all of them?
There is this golf cart Grubber.
We have DoorDash. We have, what are the other, Uber Eats. We have, what's the other one?
I don't know.
DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates.
Post Malone Mates?
Yes. You've never heard of any of these?
I mean, I've heard of DoorDash because I DoorDashed before. Post to your house.
Mates. Wait, when you go to big cities, you don't DoorDash?
Okay, so we did DoorDash in Washington.
We've talked about this, I think.
On the podcast? It was stupid. Like $96 for like breakfast trucks that are $2. It was stupid.
For breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you even get pancakes?
Mm-mm.
No pancakes? Mm-mm. What was $96?
We got like breakfast sandwiches and they were like,
oh.
But it was stupid.
Like they weren't yummy.
It was not $96. Tacos were though. The 2 for $2 tacos were good.
But you paid like two tacos for $22.
Yeah, basically. I would have done it. That was worth it.
Well, dang.
Yeah, that was the only time.
I'm sorry about your...
Oh, and I did...
No.
So, in Panama City Beach, they have it.
Yeah.
So, one time I was working at the ballet studio, and I ordered Chipotle. It was so amazing. But apparently...
It's like, bink, there's your food. The other day when you ordered Chipotle, did you pay for, like, extra fast?
Mm-mm.
It was, like, 8 minutes.
It was, like, Jimmy John's pretty fast.
It was weird. They had to have been at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Just went,
he's like,
bink.
I'm about to go eat some Chick-fil-A. Oh, nice. I got an order. No, but I ordered Chipotle and...
Dog cleaners. And the dogs will bark.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the field agent. I thought it was
my
the field agent.
My desk is just recording a podcast. These people are weird and I don't even like to associate with them.
They forgot my fork, Ashley. I ordered a bowl, and they forgot my fork.
So how did you
eat it until very... It was such, like, a bullshit. I was so hungry.
There was not just a fork at the ballet studio?
Nope.
Why didn't you just... Did you get chips?
Nope.
Shovel.
I would have. I had no options. I was like a dog a little, because I was so hungry.
It was one of those days.
Yes.
Did you call and say, bring me a fork?
I didn't know I needed to. It was my first time ever, ever, ever.
Of doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd seen it on TV and stuff.
That's a real kerfuffle.
So sad. Very sad.
You were like,
but then Barry brought me a stupid fork cap. And, but I could have had him bring me snacks.
From home.
No, from work. Because he was coming to pick up Mimi. But I could have had him just bring me snacks. Instead, I spent $26 or whatever on the stupid fucking salad.
Yeah, that's the thing. It rarely makes financial sense to do DoorDash. But it is nice.
Mm-hmm. But, and I, oh, yeah.
It's nice.
It's nice. I would do it. Maybe not every day.
I get, like, lunch for myself at least once a week. If I'm, like, especially if I'm working, I'm like, this just takes up too much time.
For real.
I have, like, limited time with Oaks asleep, you know? So I gotta get it while I can.
Get it.
And so I, yeah. Whatever I just said, I do that.
Sometimes.
Once a week, yeah, probably. And then dinner, like, once a week, Jake and I. Sometimes on, like, a Saturday night, my parents will take Huck and Edie for, like, a sleepover at their house. And Jake and I have Oaks here, and he's already in bed. It's 7. And we're like, well, this could be like a little baby date if we just get some DoorDash and nobody has to clean up the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we usually order Thai food.
Yum.
Yum. What's your favorite Thai food order? What do you get?
I like.
Do you get the same thing every time?
I usually make sure that there's a chicken pad Thai, like, very hot, like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 out of 5, not 4. 4 out of 5. Because 5 would be whoa too much.
Yeah.
But I really want to have some chicken pad Thai. So if I am by myself, I'll get chicken pad Thai. Because that is like, I love the flavor of that.
Yeah.
Do I necessarily need to eat the whole thing of it? No. But like, I need to get that flavor when I have Thai food.
Yeah.
So I'll get that, and Barry will usually get something, and he always gets something new. He never, ever, ever,
oh, I love that.
Ever gets the same thing. Sometimes it is a good decision. Sometimes I'm like, this not good.
Your food look yucky, buddy.
Yeah.
Is he ever upset? Ew-y.
No. He eats anything.
That's
but
nice of him. So he's a little bougie-ass bitch. Yeah, you heard me. He's like, he's eating like gourmet shit that I made, and it's like perfect, and he's like, could use a little
salt and pepper.
Like something. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You better shut the fuck up. He's usually right, though. So no cap.
No cap, Ashley.
I hate saying we almost kissed just now. I want to straighten myself up, and you did too. Like, our man, we need to record that. We need YouTube, and our nose is almost touched. It's a very romantic moment.
It was really like kiss my girl.
It was like a. It was a meet cute, bibbidi bobbidi baby. It was like a meet cute in a rom com. Oh my god. Once upon a time, there was two podcasters. Oh my god.
So I have a question for you. It's burning. And you kind of already talked about it today earlier before we started recording, so I hope. Whatever. Okay. So what is your favorite movie from when you were a kid? Like the 80s and 90s.
This is not my favorite, but I'm saying it because I need to say this. We'll say my favorite movie from when I was a kid is Cinderella and Cinderana, and that's the movie that we're about to make. And there'll be like a bibbidi bobbidi boo breakdown in the middle of the movie, and then it's like obviously a lesbian movie. Cinderella and Cinderana. That's my favorite childhood movie. But, like, we both have the wrong shoe on. It's a whole thing.
You're like, fuck, I thought this was my shoe. They're both, like, the same sorrel boots.
So what is our, what does bibbidi boppity mean for
fucking
real?
Bitch. Bump a bitch.
I love it. No, when I was, I loved, favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah.
One
yeah.
of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved Brave Little Toaster. rest in peace. I can't watch it. I think I love it so much right now because I am classic.
Yeah.
Can't. If I can't have it, I gotta.
Bump a bit.
But Lindsay texted me this morning and their new pediatrician was a guy who
was in the Brave Little Toaster.
Yes. Literally this.
The toaster.
No, listen. He was really smart. He is literally Margot's pediatrician. But he was in a couple classes with me and I should not have been in those classes. Dodo brain. He would be like, Ashley, you don't have the homework. He would like help me, and he was a nerd, and he was so sweet. He was always a really nice guy.
He was the
but
little
he sister. Looked like the blanket. And I told people that. The one with the glasses. He did. He had rounds.
Oh, my God.
I told people that, and I reminded Lindsay, and she was like, you did. I remember. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to see this. Also, Ashley showed me some pictures and of her celebrity encounters, and she kind of did look like that girl's brother. Okay.
Okay, I did look like that girl's brother, like I said from last time. Yeah. Yes, I did look like him.
It was a little, yeah.
Doesn't blanket kind of look like this? Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's what we have.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I need to see a picture of this pediatrician now. It's funny as shit.
I hope he's not listening. He was always nice to me. And I didn't mean that in any mean way.
He meant it in a very comforting and loving way.
Yeah.
He is.
I also said some stuff about some other people that wasn't as comforting and loving in high school. You made fun of people in high school?
No.
I mean,
I probably did.
I
don't remember.
1,000,000% did.
So Julian, this is funny. This reminds me of Julian because I I'm like, oh, sorry I look like this. I'm going into your work. Like, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, when I look, like, messed up, ratchet. I'm like,
That day you went to Walmart and then cutoffs and the sports bra?
And my butt was hanging out. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, oh, sorry. He's like, people don't even look at, like, we don't care what you look like. I was like,
I think
you do. He's like, no.
People do.
I swear, we don't even look. I'm like, so.
But you know that generation, all they do look awful at school. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, wear sweatpants with holes in them and they don't brush their hair and stuff. It's kind of gross.
I mean,
I don't get
all
behind
the boys
that.
Did that in high school.
No, all the boys in high school with me took total care of themselves. They were like,
you were like, had like grungy boys.
Yeah, no, there was not really grungy.
But then
I mean,
there was,
were.
What about the structured boys? Like the structured boys, the boys that shopped at Express,
the gay guys that were closeted.
They were hot though.
There was a guy that went to our high school that I think ended up being. I think he ended up being a, like, actual celebrity. His name is Joey.
Lindsay, where are you?
Joey Fat One. Yes. No, his name was Joey.
Lawrence.
Yes. I lived in Pittsburgh. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Okay, Joey.
So, there's a boy that went to my high
Joey
school.
Joey Baker.
That's a very famous name. No.
The fuck? Oh, that was his name. And he was hot. And everyone was like, is he
Cecil.
Gay? No one was for sure. No one knew if he was gay
Cecil's
or not.
Possessed.
Cecil's really annoying.
Look at him.
I told Bubba to take him. But he was like too attractive for normal. Like he couldn't have been a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And
people said that about me
a lot. People were like, can I get with this guy? And no. Like, he didn't get with girls that were in high school, I don't think he got with girls at all. But that's neither here nor there. I wish I could find a picture of him to show you. Found him.
Okay, so, back to Robert Pattinson, because all roads lead back to Robert Pattinson. Do you remember?
This is a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, dang. I didn't know your body had that many abs.
Okay, that's like when he was literally in high school. This is what he looked like. And went to high school.
He's beautiful. He looks like Superman.
Okay, well, I think he's like an actor. Some sort of agency.
Okay, so Twilight.
Anyway.
First movie. This is my celebrity that I went to high school with.
Okay, yeah.
Did not go to high school with Robert Pattinson. However, do you remember the long-haired blonde vampire named James who never wore a shirt?
Yeah.
His name is Cam Gigante, and he went to Auburn High School, which is the high school that I did not graduate from, but I went to. Or junior or
with
freshman.
You?
He was a year ahead of me. Like, he went to prom.
There's definitely more celebrities than that went to our. We had a kid that died and made national news.
Wow.
Listen.
He went to prom with my Stacy's friend. Cam went to prom with my Stacy's. Like, best friend, other friend. Anyway.
So, part of your group?
No, I was not allowed to be in that group.
Why? It was a party group.
Yeah, they were popular and beautiful, and I was not.
But Stacy was in that group?
Yeah.
But, well, you know, some people have come up stories like Cinderella and Cinderella.
And, yeah.
Get your come up story.
Others speak in high school, and it's fine.
Yeah.
60.
The people are obsessed with high school, but it literally is.
50?
Yeah, we're doing 50.
Oh, 60.
We can push it back if you want, but I'm fine with 50 for now. 50's
good.
I have plenty of time.
When does our name change go into effect?
Which one?
January.
Oh, man, we got all sorts of things in the works right now. Which name change? I'm going back to Ashley Lutz, obviously, so the field agent can find me.
Yes, it works.
Because if he doesn't hand me the documents, I'll never know what's going on with my Victoria's Secret card.
From 2015.
Oh, I have bad news for you. Okay. How are your eyes? You don't have any corrective vision, do you?
Yeah, I have an astigmatism in my left eye. A little weak-ass bitch.
As a little weak-ass bitch, do you wear glasses?
At night. I really need them for when I'm reading or driving at night.
Roll your eyes?
Yeah, because I don't wear it when I'm reading.
What can you see? What can't you see?
I can see very well, except far away. Like, little things far away I can't see.
I can't see shit. So I'm going to go one. Honestly, I'm going to be real. I can't see anything.
And then when I'm driving at night, the headlights fuck with me. Hmm. If I don't have my glasses on. They look like, you know, like when you get those 3D glasses and you put them on and, like, the lights and the fireworks and stuff look all, like, crazy. That's just kind of what it looks like when I'm just driving at night.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
Yeah. So if I wear my glasses, it helps. It really just helps with, like, depth perception with car. You know, like, the lights fuck with my vision, so then it just helps that.
Okay. I'm starting to feel less safe that you have my kids in your car.
I wore my glasses, bitch.
My eyes are awful. I'm nearsighted. My prescription. Don't look. My prescription is -4.75 in both eyes.
Holy fuck.
And has been.
Almost blind?
Mm-hmm. Like, without my glasses, I could not tell who you were or where you were. It would just be like blob of color or blob of tan black. Tan black blob.
Oh,
it would
really
all.
Boring. You need to reevaluate my wardrobe choice.
No, that's just what it would be. I would be like, Grandma? Is it you?
Wrong grandma.
Oh, like, I can't see. Like, there's no way I could safely drive without my corrective vision in. And I feel like being nearsighted is, like, obviously the worst one. Because anything that's up here, like, of course you are going to see it. Like, you're going to, like. Anyway, farsighted. With my contacts in, there's billboards that Jake's, like, reading. And I'm like, I have no idea.
That's how I feel. Barry has, like, really good vision. He has astigmatism, too. But it's not, like, mine.
Jake has one eye is one thing and one's the other. One's, like, +3 something, one's +2 something. Like, his are bad for whatever, but he can still see shit.
I'm like, what is that TV say? What's that episode number?
He can see far away. Yeah, Jake can see far away with no problem, which is so weird to me. I'm like, if you are not going to be able to see, like, don't be weird. Just don't be able to see far away.
Don't.
Like, nobody can see far away.
Oh, I couldn't tell that you weren't my wife because my
That's one of my bigger fears. He's going to get right up to somebody else's face and be like, Ashley? Olivia?
Wrong grandma.
Have you seen that episode?
Wrong wife.
Nate Bargatze has that funny fucking comedian. He has a stand-up. He is, like, you can watch with your kids. There's no explicit. Like, he's good. No, he's so funny. Like, that is not something I ever am like, oh, yeah, I want the one with the no curse words. Obviously. But he is so funny. You literally, well, it's hilarious. His storytelling is so good. Anyway, he has a skit where he can't see. No. I don't know. Somebody
can't see.
No, that's not what that is. But so I can't see. I went to the eye doctor like the day after my birthday. So back at the end of August.
Sure. It was a whole long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
I know.
I know. This is important to know it wasn't long ago. Because the lady who lives at the end of the street in the white like house looks like a baby Alice Beach house.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. She's the eye doctor. They're not friendly. They don't have kids. But, like,
kind of
this is so weird. This maybe goes back. Maybe we got to add this. I briefly talked about this experience on Instagram, and, like, I had some friends who were, like, dying laughing at it. But maybe we need to go back.
Okay.
It's a saga. So this is our second or third year going to this eye doctor. We had, gone to her a couple times, whatever. Flashback to like both times, like she wasn't stunning us with her performance or eye doctorness. We were just like, it's easy, it's right here, it's at the Commons, and it made sense for us to go at the same time. The other person can walk around with the kids, blah blah blah, whatever. It worked, and they had appointments and they had good selections of whatever. So we went, like, had no allegiance to it, whatever. Didn't make friends with anyone there, nobody interested, you know, whatever.
For you to not make friends with somebody there, that says a lot.
It says a lot about the people that
That's
are
what
there.
I'm saying.
So, Jake and I end our night one night at Craft Bar after a date.
And she's
because,
like,
as you know, you're like, that's the only place to go late around here.
Yeah. And by so, late, we mean after
11. Yeah. It was probably like 10:30 or 11, and our childcare was staying the night, so we were like, we'll just stay late. So we're there, and I, like, get a hand on my shoulder. What? It is a drunk person, and they're like, hey, guys, how are you?
A drunk woman?
Uh-huh, drunk woman. Hey, guys, how are you? And I was like, hey, we're good. How are you? And
also, she
was
who like, who are you?
I'm your neighbor and your eye doctor. And we were like, oh, hey. Then we're like, maybe they're cool. Uh-huh. So we're like, hey, how are you? And she, like, pulls up a chair, brings her husband over. They're chatting. We're, like, talking, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, literally 2 months later, we go in for our eye appointments, and she's, like, stoic and bizarre. And then we see her around the neighborhood, and she doesn't even wave.
What the
it's fuck? It's so weird. So.
She loves you when you're drunk, when she's drunk.
I go to my appointment. Don't mind me. I'm not going to taste test these nuts that you brought.
She's nuts.
They're good. I go to my eye doctor appointment. Do it. They give me new contacts. My eyes had become allergic to my old contacts because I had worn that brand. Not even that pair, but I had worn that same brand for so long that my eyes became allergic to them. Anyway, they switched it, gave me new ones. I went on my merry way. They called me a week later, said, did you like them? I said, yes, they're great. Can you send me my prescription? They never did. And I was like, what the hell? So this last weekend, one of my contacts ripped and I had no spares. I had no backup.
And you're blind as fuck.
And I'm blind as fuck. And my glasses have only one thing and Cecil and Stella have both chewed on them. Like, my glasses are shit. I've been putting off getting new ones.
Well, also,
forever.
If you don't have your stupid prescription, how can you order new ones?
Bingo. Also, I can't wear glasses, like, out and about in life because I can see out the bottom and I'm motion sick because I'm so blind. Like, it's, like, looking through two different worlds. One is, like, a space station and the other is the regular world that I know and love. And the other one, I'm like, oh, my God. I literally can see the Dementors. It's terrifying. So I go in. I'm just, like, running errands.
You're like, oh, pop
in. I just popped in.
And went to Abercrombie.
I literally pop in, walk in, say, hey. And this was like Friday before Colorado. This was just this couple Fridays ago.
Oh, okay.
Last Friday. It was last Friday. Okay. I go in and I say, I'm here to buy contacts. Like, I'm a patient here, blah, blah, blah. I just had an eye doctor appointment. And I said, I'm literally like in pain or I couldn't find my prescription. I didn't have any order because I was just here and it's like time right now to order them. I should have done it, but I haven't, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a pair I can buy today? And they were like, well, we probably have a pair you can buy, but let's look up your prescription. So she looks it up. It's not in the thing. I'm just standing there like looking at glasses, Gucci glasses. And she's like, your prescription's not in there. And I'm like, I know my prescription has been negative 4.75 with 18 whatever diameter for my whole time of ever having corrective vision since fifth grade. And she was like, okay, well, I can't just give you something based on what you're saying. I'm like, can you look it up? And she's like, our computers are separate from theirs. And so then I'm like getting huffy. I'm like, okay, but I like just like, I'm desperate. Like you can see how red my eye is. Like I had it like this. I'm like, I had to drive here. I have to drive home. And she was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like she was getting snippy with me. Then I said, and we had kind of had like a negative rapport a little. Then I said, is Heidi here? And she was like, no. And I said, is she out of town or is she at home? Because I'm her neighbor and I could just go to her house and ask her to like send it or we could call her. And she said, is that a threat? And I said, no, I'm just saying I could go to her house. And she said, I think you need to leave. I think you need to leave.
You got fired?
And come back another time. And I was like, I was just asking if she was home. And she was like, you need to go. And I was like, I know where she lives, but I don't mean like, I know where she lives.
So police were called.
All of that. I left. I dealt with the ripped contact all weekend. Was miserable. Then I called yesterday. Finally, I was like, I have, and Jake was like, if you call, I will just go there and grab them for you so I don't have. And so I call and it rings once and it's her.
The lady that
it's the doctor. It's Heidi. She's answering her own phone. And she said, hello. And I said, this is Ashley Burge. I'm a patient. And she said, oh, yeah, are you calling about the contacts? I was like, fuck. Yeah, I'm calling about the contacts. And she was like, well, we don't have, I've already looked. Like, they were expecting me to call. They had told her. But she didn't tell me not to come back to the store. So they were like, we don't have yours in stock, but we can order him today. So I, like, she passed me through to a different dude that I thought worked at a different place, but he didn't. He worked in the same office, and they put some aside for me. And I went back in, picked him up, showed my face.
Good. Not your ass. Show your face, not your ass.
But that was really annoying, and I was, like, kind of pissed. And I was, like, about to buy glasses, and they were like, the lady was like, you gotta go. But she wasn't that lady well, that kicked me out. Well, they wouldn't even let you back.
Order the glasses. But she thought I was like a prescription anyway.
They had my glasses prescription on file, but not my contact. It was so annoying. That was annoying. Anyways,
that is so annoying.
But I'm back to me, baby. I can see. Like before, if I blinked, I would open my eyes and it would just be like nothing. Like the contact would go up.
Why would it go up? Because it had a hole.
The rip was like jacking everything up. I literally wanted to die. Ooh. So I got there.
You should have just had an eye patch on.
I literally got there and pulled them out. And like,
you're like, all dirty hand put these bitches in. These some bitches going in.
Mm-hmm.
How long do they last? That's
how it be. No cap.
No cap.
You can get dailies that you take out every day and throw away.
Does that seem wasteful as fuck?
Super wasteful.
Aren't they expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very. Why do people do that?
Because it feels nice. You're putting in a new pair of contacts every day. Okay. And you really never have to wear glasses because you can, like, sleep in them all night and then take them out in the morning and put your new ones in. That's how often I have to wear contacts. Like, I don't sleep in them, but I wear them for my whole day.
I was just trying to imagine waking up in the middle of the night.
I mean, like, who is there? With my one thing glasses. Jake said, I have the glasses on the night before last because I...
How thick are they?
Really? At the, like, pretty... I mean, they have better technology now than they used to, but these are also, like, 6 or 7 year old. I'm about to get, like, roundish, like, clear ones because I don't wear them but right. to, like, watch TV. I might wear them. At night, I probably could. But during the day, it's too much of a variation between C and not. Like I said, it really makes me, like, I have to, like, drink Dramamine. Mm-hmm. My life is a tilt-a-whirl. I'm, like, taking steps like this.
Who are you?
That's why it was also a pain in the ass that I had all my kids in the middle of the night because my eyes were so dry. Because I had my contacts in.
Oh.
It was weird, like a core memory. Anyway. Boring old conversation about my eyeballs.
Ashley almost got arrested. But yeah,
I literally did get asked to leave a LensCrafters.
That is so funny.
Dr. Tavel himself was like, get the fuck out. Okay, but maybe I'm going to change.
I would. Fuck that.
It was weird, for sure. My gravel's here. Gotta go.
Is that your gravel?
No.
Oh. You never know, though. You never know these days.
Did you have any burning questions for me?
Well, my, like, the favorite movie from when you were young, yours was Brave Little Toaster, which is weird as shit.
I never said it was my favorite. I said I had a time where I loved.
No, you said Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Brave Little Toaster.
I got mine was, movies that I, like, loved.
Did you ever see Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Yeah.
Because that's my fucking favorite movie.
Yeah.
Christina the fashion. Applegate. Stop.
She works at a fashion magazine.
No, not a magazine. Clothing company.
Oh, a clothing company.
Yeah. Sue Ellen wore green Doc Martens, so I wore green Doc Martens.
She's cute.
Mm-hmm. Right on top of that, Rose.
Remember that movie she was in with Cameron Diaz, who I hate, that was called The Sweetest Thing?
Mm.
And they sing that obnoxious song about the dicks not fitting. They were like, when you meet a guy, just tell him, you're too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here. That was a song in the movie. They did a dance break throughout a whole restaurant. And everyone danced, and there was, like, baguettes and sausages flung about.
What the fuck? And maybe I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
I'm gonna watch it.
She goes to, it's just gross for the sake of gross. She, like, goes to get something dry cleaned, and they're like, what is this stain? It's a terrible stain. And it's, like, a cum stain.
Ew.
And she's trying to lie about the things that it is, and it's kind of just gross. Anyway, weird movie. The sweetest thing. I remember watching it, like, maybe I was, like, a teenager, and I probably shouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, it was 2002.
Yeah, Lindsay and I definitely watched it, and then we were like, should we have watched that?
Weird.
It's, like, very provocative.
Oh, her name is Christina.
What? Yeah,
that's my name, basically.
Christina Applegate?
Christina Walters is the character.
Oh, yeah.
She's a slut bag. It was after Something About Mary. I don't get Cameron Diaz, so I probably didn't see that because I was like, ew, why would I watch that?
Yeah, but Christina Applegate's in it, and I love her.
I do love her.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
Jason Bateman's in it.
I just don't get.
Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She drives me crazy
Same.
A little.
Mm-hmm.
How's she aging?
Probably great.
If there's a mascot that we have, she's the opposite of it. Ugh.
A tall, strikingly attractive, blue-eyed, natural blonde is what it says about Cameron Diaz.
Natural blonde? Why is that a point of, like, it's natural. Never touched the salon a day in my life. My neighbors can't cry about
the. Is he mad because I'm parked? I think I'm fine.
Are you in a bad spot?
I think I'm fine.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay.
Sorry, we don't have to hate on her anymore, but.
Burning question, favorite 80s, 90s movies? And are there any, like, catchphrases from those movies, like, phrases that you still say? Because I literally will tell Jerry, my
cool
boss.
Cool beans?
Oh.
Better than hot beans, is it?
I don't know.
Cool
beans. I will literally tell Jerry, when she asks me to do something, I'll be like, I'm right on top of that rose. Like, it just flows out of me. I can't help it.
It flows out of you.
Man. She's never seen that movie, though. So, I don't know. I've tried to get her to watch it many times. And I have one more burning question for you.
What's her movie style?
Not that. Not kid movies when she was a grown. She was like college when that came out. That's not.
Yeah, true. I would honestly watch a kid movie right now over like a lot of adult movies.
Same. Ew.
I'm not watching adult movies. I'm just making them. Not that either. I'm just trying to be creepy. That's what I was meaning. That's not even going to be that adult. Peachy. 13. We'll throw a 13 on the end.
How many pairs of Jordans is too many pairs of Jordans? For real.
Who are you?
Me?
Four?
Okay, cool. I only have two.
If you're somebody else.
Somebody else.
I mean, if you're like...
Lilo? Lindsay Lohan?
No. If you're like somebody who's like making a name for themselves in the industry, baby.
Oh.
That was your cheat. Bye. Smush mash. They smush smooshed. You know, like if you were like...
Famous. When we go on tour, I'm wearing Jordans.
Okay, well, then you'll need more then. But if you were like a, you know, whose birthday was it?
Cardi B.
If you were Cardi B, you need like 30.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I thought you were saying, I can't. I thought you were saying four is like, or I mean like, I don't really need any because I'm just me.
No.
I need all of them.
I think you max out at four right now.
Sure, fair. And then when we're touring, we can have 30.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Tell yourself whatever you want.
Sure.
Our tours are going to be very intimate. With our very
Cinderella.
Intimate.
Cinderella coming to a intimate theater
near you. You're really making these adult movies and intimate theaters sound worse than I mean them to sound.
Sure. Sure.
Sure. We can get Cecil to be your fluffer.
Ew.
You're welcome. He needs a job too. And he already likes it.
He does, though.
So he's sniffing around. Being a little creep.
Remember when he was a wolf?
Hi, Wolf Man.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
Coming soon. Sorry to upset. To a theater near you.
Cinderella.
And
Cinderella.
Intimate theater.
Bye. Bobbidi boo, bitch.
Bye.